bitch.
Awesome.
Hello and welcome back to Real Horror Show. I'm your host, Samantha, and I'm joined by...
The Stormy Skies.
I was going to say partially cloudy with a chance of rain.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just building me up for me to say it. I just tried to read your mind. Oh, shit.
No, you don't get to talk until I fucking say you can talk.
Sorry.
I'm going to tweeze your fucking eyes out.
Ow.
So listeners at home, in case you're wondering why I might sound slightly more seductive than usual, I'm getting over a cold, so my head is still filled with mucus. So there's no fixing that unless I just hawk a loogie right now, which I did. Which I did like 5 minutes ago.
Nice. That's so cool.
It's cold season, yo.
Still. It totally is.
More hay fever season, I guess.
Well, it's been snowing here all day since I woke up.
Dude, it snowed here very slight, for a little bit yesterday. I was like, what the shit is this?
What is happening?
No, because we literally had tornado warnings on Sunday. So it made no sense.
Dude, what if you had a snow tornado?
I don't think that shouldn't be possible, because in order for a tornado to form itself, like a hot front and a cold front.
I already know. I already know, man. I was just making a joke. It's cool.
Okay.
I used to be that person.
The person obsessed with Twister.
The meteorology major.
Who fucking majors in meteorology?
I do.
What a loser.
I do until I decide that it's not the right thing to do.
Fucking losers.
It gets too hard and I quit.
You gotta tell me what the weather is going to be. I can look out the window and know what the weather is.
Shut up.
My fucking phone can tell me what the weather is.
Stop. I know. That's why. Well, I love tornadoes. Everybody knows that.
You shouldn't love tornadoes. They wreak havoc in everybody's life.
They're so cool. Twister is my favorite movie.
They kill people.
I know. Only if you fucking like stand in the way of it. Jesus. They don't kill people anymore. They just kill their homes.
Pretty sure they can kill you even if you're not just standing out. What happens if you're driving home and suddenly a tornado touches down and you can't get in the ditch?
Well, you're supposed to pull off to the side of the road and wait it out. You're really safe inside your car.
Hold on. Someone is calling me.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello. This is St. Mary's Prayer Center Ministry calling today to see if you need urgent.
Oh my God, Sam!
If you would like to hear someone from our center pray for you, please press 1. If you would like to no longer hear from us, please press 3. Please state your full name so we know that you are giving us permission to pray for you and to receive a call for personal prayer.
Stormy Skies.
At the sound of the beep, you will have 10 seconds to tell us why you need prayer.
Shit. I need prayer because...
You fucked up in the head.
I fucked up.
Or you fucked up. Help.
Someone will contact you within the next 24 hours and give you spiritual support about your situation.
Thank you
for contacting St. Mary's Prayer Center.
You fucked up, man.
They contacted me.
They're going to fucking call you in 24 hours, man. You better be ready.
Did you do this? Did you sign me up for something?
I don't know. I don't know that was a thing. I don't know, like, religious people, like, were that apt with the technology that they can, like, do spam calls. What the hell? Are you
that
fucking
was
serious?
Unplanned, everybody. That was unplanned. I swear to God, that was unplanned.
Like, I figure you realized it was a spam call, but we didn't know it was going to be that kind of a spam call.
Well, no, because, you know, I'm applying for jobs, so I try not to ignore calls.
Oh, yeah, that too.
So I just thought, oh, it would be a funny bit if I just answered the phone in the middle of the podcast, and it turned out to be St. Mary's Prayer Center.
Urgent prayer. Are you in need of urgent prayer? We will pray for you.
As soon as I heard that, I was like, I am putting this shit on speaker.
Well, the best was that her recorded voice sounded like so, she was so scared for you. She's like, we will pray for you.
Okay, no, I'm so confused.
We'll call you in 24 hours.
Are Christians like super hard up for people to pray for now? Because I feel like
this is weird. They want money. They probably want you to pay for it. No prayer is free.
Oh, fuck that. I can get prayers for free. I work at a church now, as of today.
Dude, yeah, that's awesome. You always work at churches, which is kind of cool and also kind of like strange.
I know.
But it's like the only jobs are like the church ones. I'm like, that's cool. I should work at a
church.
They're
the only ones who aren't dicks to me about, like, yeah, I know I'm overqualified for the type of work I'm doing, but they like the fact that I'm overqualified. And
that's good.
Like, mm-hmm. No, did I ever finish telling you the Mr. Odie saga?
I don't think so.
All right. So listeners, as you can see, by the way, I refer to myself, I go by Sam a lot of the time. I like the symmetry with Sam in my last name because it's only three letters. So I applied to like a legal assistant position, kind of like an administrative assistant position at a local law firm. And I get an email back from their office manager saying, "Dear Mr. Odie, blah, 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 you're overqualified." So I follow up with, I think overqualification is a bullshit reason not to give someone a job. I didn't actually say it in those words, but you could gather it. And I never got an interview, which was disappointing because I didn't correct her on my gender. And I just would have loved to see the bitch's face.
And he was like, I am a woman.
Yeah. And I'm not the only Sam Odie in the world. There's a black guy in Kenya named Sam Odie. But
yeah, right.
But if you do a Google search on me, it's either a white girl or some guy in Kenya. I guess it's up in the air which one of us is applying to a job in Blacksburg, Virginia.
Blacksburg, Virginia.
But yeah.
Nice.
So anyway, you know what, Stormy?
What's that, Sam?
Being a teenager is never easy.
Oh, no way.
Especially when your parents are dead, you're being haunted by two dead girls, your boyfriend is a pussy-ass bitch narc, and your aunt has a serious fetish for kidnapping and murdering teenage girls.
Yeah. Ugh. Super ugh. Especially when they try to give you a full breakfast platter, but you're so low-key that you're only into eating cereal without milk.
Oh my fucking god,
I hope you didn't forget that detail, no, Sam.
I'm not forgetting that detail. Well, let me get through explaining what movie we're talking about.
Yeah,
today.
Let's open up the fucking notes here.
Yeah, let's see. Released in 2013, A Haunting at Silver Falls is directed by Brett Donahue and is based on a true story about murdered twins.
Seriously?
Yeah. The story follows Jordan, a troubled girl living with her aunt and uncle after the death of her father. However, that's the least of her concerns when she becomes the next victim of two vengeful spirits. The film received mostly negative reviews, but most agreed that it has its merits.
Mostly negative reviews. Wait, shit, it's based on a true story? It didn't even say that in the beginning of the movie. Or did I miss it?
Yeah, and you know what? If it doesn't, I applaud him for that. That's just what it says on Wikipedia. I thought it was interesting, but, yeah. You know.
All right.
Whatevs.
Cool. It's fucking wild.
Fucking wild indeed.
Must be loosely based on somewhat true events that happened, probably not even in the same place.
Yeah.
It's probably like twins died at some point in the history of time, so boom. True story.
I mean, yeah, that's pretty much how the whole based on a true story trope works.
Yeah, that's how it goes. You're right.
If you met a guy one time in a parking lot and shook his hand, you can write that scene into your movie and say based on true events.
Absolutely, bro.
That's exactly how it works.
That's how that shit goes. So did we spoil a lot of horror movies for you guys? I hope so. Just like last episode.
Good. I don't want anyone enjoying anything.
Good. Me neither. I don't want anyone to be excited about stuff or happy. no having fun, just disappointments.
If I'm going to die alone and depressed in this life, so can everyone else.
Yeah. Yep. So can everybody else, man. If we have to be sad, so do you. At least for this hour.
Yeah.
We can call this one the crying hour.
Oh, I was going to kind of let Sam needs a prayer.
Sam needs a prayer. Are you in desperate needs? If you're in desperate need of prayers, Sam probably still has that phone number.
Yeah, I'll just call just them call back. Them.
I wonder what happens if you call them back. We'll get fucked up and be like, boo doo doo.
Probably. I don't know.
I don't even want you to try.
I don't want to try either, but I'll update everyone.
Yeah, update everyone on Twitter and be like, I called them back just to see what would happen.
Yeah, I'll update when they call me back within 24 hours to answer my prayer.
This can be like a new horror Twitter thread, like that one with the guy who's got haunted by the scary ghost boy.
Fuck Adam Allen.
Is that what that is? I keep forgetting what it's called.
I think that's who it is.
Well, ours is going to be more scary because it's real, because it really happened.
Yeah, I caught it on audio.
You caught it on audio, not TwitPic or video.
Audio. So anyway, I really liked this movie, actually.
Me too. You know what? I did too. I figured you would. I was like, you know what? Like, it wasn't like fucking spectacular, but it wasn't terrible. I was like, this is okay. I could watch the whole thing. I was pretty entertained.
Yeah. You know, it wasn't a good movie by any means, but it was entertaining.
Yeah, it was entertaining. It sure was.
And doing research for this episode, I actually found out they're doing a sequel.
What?
That's due out May this year, so next month. Holy shit.
Is it going to be on Netflix?
I don't know yet.
I'm kind of interested as to what they'll do with that.
I'm not that interested because the only returning actor is the guy who played Larry.
Like, oh, I love Larry.
Like, the original Jordan's not coming back, and it doesn't look like her guardians are coming back. And I think it's just dubbed.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those dumb horror movies that they make a sequel to that actually has nothing to do with the original.
So the original came out in what, 2013, you said?
Yes.
So why'd they wait? They wait fucking 5 years?
Yeah, I mean, you had to wait for it to get a cult following and some shit.
God damn. Is there a cult following to this film?
I don't know.
I hope not.
There probably is. There's a cult following for every movie.
Yeah. You know what? You're right. That was a stupid question. I was like, I feel like that's a stupid question. Because the words cult following mean it's for anything. Okay, so starting with acting and performance, I didn't really get too many like points on this because the acting was just kind of, it was okay. But I'm glad that the characters didn't say anything like stupid or like cringeworthy, like dumb shit. They actually had pretty good back and forth. The first thing I said, all my notes about acting and performance, like, have nothing to actually do with their performance at all, except for like why the girl doesn't want to eat the breakfast platter, which is kind of a weird thing. Doesn't everybody love breakfast?
Yeah, you know, they keep accusing her of being on drugs, but the only thing she's addicted to is cereal.
Cereal.
Every time she's in the kitchen, she's making a bowl of cereal.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I feel like I haven't seen her eat anything else.
It's like, bitch ain't going to be that skinny if the only thing she's eating is Honey Bunches of Oats.
Honey Bunches of Oats. Damn, yeah, she doesn't even want to eat the breakfast platter. It's so weird. Another note that maybe you can possibly answer. Wait, Sam, do we know where they live? What region of America?
They live in, like, Silver in the Pacific Falls. Southwest.
But is that in, like, the Pacific Northwest or some shit?
Probably. That's where every horror movie is.
Fucking hell. All right. Because my point was, how does Larry have $100 cash on him? That's unbelievable.
I saw that note.
Fuck it.
I don't know. Maybe he hit up an ATM before going out.
How does he have so much money? They're in high school.
Maybe he's mowing lawns.
It's unbelievable.
Maybe he's mowing lawns and he does a really fucking good job.
You're right. Okay, next thing about money. Why did the drug dealer need money for gas from his dad if he has Larry's $100?
I don't know.
I know, I'm so confused.
Oh, because he needs that $100 to pay back his drug dealer?
Possibly. You're probably right.
You know, there are all these levels of drug dealers. Like, there's Robbie, and then there's probably, like, I forgot her name. The black woman from Weeds. I was going to make a Weeds joke, but I forgot her name, so.
I don't even watch anything at all.
Wow.
I love Larry's voicemail. I should make that my voicemail, but that's not professional.
It's not.
But I love his voicemail. Like, I am the epitome of that voicemail. Dude, that's all I have for acting and performance.
Yeah, no. Like
that's it, dude.
My notes for acting and performance.
Extensive on Swearing Plot.
Yeah. I didn't really think Larry was that great at first.
I learned to love him.
Yeah, me too. When they're in the woods and Robbie sneaks up behind Jordan and covers her mouth, like, for the love of God, that's not how you get someone's attention without making them scream.
I know. I hate this. That shit.
Effect. Like, Rob 2.0. No, Rod, not Rod. Rod.
I know. Yeah, I was going to say the guy from. Yeah, Rod from fucking Nightmare on Elm Street, doing that every day.
If you want to listen to horrendous audio, go listen to our episode on Nightmare on Elm Street.
It's fabulous. Our old episodes are just great, especially all the Nightmare ones. All two of them, which are awesome.
I actually made this note, but I guess, like, the lead actress was 23 during the filming of this. But if you told me she was actually 17, I would have believed you, which was so refreshing to see, like, people actually looking and sounding like teenagers, playing teenagers.
Yes, thank you. I'm sick of these 28-year-olds masquerading as 16-year-olds.
Yeah, and they all have, like, fantastic sex lives. Like,
And then their bodies are fully developed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but no, that can't be.
I didn't even touch my first fetus until never because I waited for my marriage to have sex.
Oh my God, Sam, are you in need of immediate prayer service? I think you are. You said penis.
I told them I fucked up.
The last time I touched my last penis was never. I was fucking smooth. But still, that's a great point because these people, like, having sex left and right. And I was like, I don't remember being in high school and it being like that because I was too busy with my schooling.
Yeah.
And, like, chores and shit and working.
I definitely had friends in high school who were having sex left and right, and they would make me feel like shit for still being a virgin. But at the same time, I feel like 14 and 15-year-olds having sex left and right is not actually the norm.
Yeah, it really isn't, man. I don't think so. Like, not anymore, at least.
Like, those people who are having sex left and right are destined for a life of mediocrity. Meanwhile, me, on the other hand, I have a master's degree and a life of mediocrity. They don't even have a master's degree.
Yeah, boom. We got, like, a bunch of fucking papers. How many papers do they have? They don't even have their high school papers.
Like, you know, I have two very expensive pieces of paper that make me qualified to make 4 digits a year.
4 digits.
No, I did the math, and unless I can convince them to give me more hours at the fucking church, I'm only going to be making 4 digits a year, which is depressing.
It's hard. I can't even make... Do I make 5 digits a year? I know I'm... I only make 5 digits because I'm a manager. A manager. But, It's only like 1,000 more digits than you make.
Yeah. It's fine. It's gonna be fine. I didn't want to like move in with my boyfriend anytime soon or anything. Wow, this got depressing. I'm gonna cry.
Sam's in need of prayer.
So anyway, her foster dad went from zero to convicted child molester in like 3 seconds.
Oh my god, dude, he was gross.
I didn't like him. I liked the foster mom, but I didn't like him.
She was okay, but both together they were like really weird.
Yeah, she has a fucking fetish for kidnapping and murdering teenage girls before
we knew that about her, which only happened in the last 9 minutes of the movie. They were fucking weird.
Yeah, they're like those weird adults who never wanted to have kids, so they stayed kids themselves. And then all of a sudden they have a kid, and it's like, oh God, what do we do?
They're like, we're still going to date night, so have fun being locked in the bathroom with your sandwich.
I was like, what the fuck?
I'm like, I don't think that's the right thing to do.
Also, does that penny thing with the door actually work?
Wait, what do they do with a penny in the door?
Like, they're locking her in the bathroom, and to make sure she stays in there, they put pennies in the door.
It probably does, because if there's, like, a tiny gap, you can probably, like, shake the door and shimmy it and all that, do something to try to get it open. But I guess if there's no room for moving the door at all, then you're kind of fucked.
Okay. I'll have to try this later.
I'll have to do some research on that. I don't have any doors that are, like, old like that need to be fucking...
You're just going to lock Luke in the bathroom.
Just try it. Because I have a...
No.
Well, if you put a chair on the outside, that means the door opens outwardly. But my bathroom door opens in.
Yeah, their bathroom door opened in too, so I'm wondering if the penny thing would actually work. So next time Luke's in the bathroom, just put a couple of pennies in the door. It's
pennies keep... a door shut. Any locked door prank.
So moving on to the plot, I just found it shocking that, you know, Jordan's from LA and she didn't want to do ecstasy. Look, if you're from LA, I fucking expect you to be a coked up supermodel whore, you stupid bitch. How dare you not adhere to stereotypes?
I know, you should be like a supermodel in 10 movies and like also anorexic and also like have like a heroin like habit, but only nasally.
Yeah.
So like you haven't graduated to like intravenous yet.
Yeah, she should have been getting a nosebleed every 5 seconds from all the heroin she was smoking.
Wow.
You know, this topic, you guys should totally subscribe to us on Stitcher and iTunes.
There's literally a lot of dead people everywhere.
Yeah, no, fucking Larry. I want to bully Larry so bad.
This is a great note. I'm glad I read that.
All right, so while they're like snuggling under the tree, which is super cute and innocent, took me back to my high school days when I had one boyfriend in high school. He's like, this town is filled with dead people. Like, no shit, Larry.
This town is filled with dead people. All these damn cemeteries. Like, oh, God.
The world is filled with dead people, Larry. There are more dead people on Earth than there are living.
Living people. God.
And on that note, you know her parents are dead. Her uncle just fucking told you her parents are dead. Why are you bringing up death around the girl with the dead parents?
I know. She's dead parents. And then the mom died and then the dad died recently. Or was it the dad died and the mom died recently?
No, the mom drowned herself. Drowned
herself. Or did she?
Oh,
I don't know. And the dad got sick with the cancer.
But, fuck the cancer.
I know. keep going with your plot stuff, and then I'll do my plot stuff. I have extensive notes on plot.
All right, so then a little later, before they go out on date night, her foster parents, aunt and uncle, whatever, I can't keep track, they accuse her of being on drugs, and I just said, someone who's on drugs does not have perfectly flawless hair. They're too busy snorting the heroin to have flawless hair. And I sound like I'm on the heroin because my nose just plugged up again.
No, but you're so right, because every time this girl was in a scene, her hair was so cute and perfect. I'm like, shit, I can't even get my hair like that. I'm 25 and I still don't know how to do my own fucking hair.
I haven't had a haircut in a year.
Yeah, I haven't had a haircut since
it keeps when I getting moved. Stuck indoors.
No, remember when right before I moved, I got my hair trimmed?
Yeah.
That was like right before school was over. So maybe that was like May.
Yeah. So I need to get my hair cut.
It's been a year, man. Soon,
but I'm broke. I mean, haircuts down here aren't that expensive.
No, yeah.
It's not like a major. I think I can do it for like $25 at my regular salon. It's just, what else could I put that $25 to? Starbucks?
Right. You could.
Ooh, controversial topic.
I know.
To an independent coffee shop that's 20 minutes out of my way to work.
Right. Independent coffee shop.
No, I totally support independent coffee shops. They're always cuter than Starbucks.
Yes, of course.
But the one that I really like in town is like 20 minutes out of the way from where I go to work.
Yes. The one that I really like is literally like a 20 minute drive away too. It's in a different city slash town.
I totally would support them because my neighbors used to own that coffee shop, but they should have put it in a location more convenient to me. Okay, let's be real.
Yeah, they really should have, man. They should have had you in mind for that shit. I don't know why they fucking didn't do that, those assholes.
Also, really, the only main reason I still go to Starbucks is because if I order through the app, I get unlimited refills the entire time I'm there. So,
yeah, and then, like, if you order a bunch of shit, then you get, like, free stuff, too. It's crazy how they work the system like that. Yeah,
but and no, support your local coffee shops. Seriously, we're just selfish bitches.
Seriously, support your local coffee shops. On Postcard Press, I did a little post about supporting local coffee shops. So if you're interested,
yeah,
but it's only for people that live in southwestern Pennsylvania.
Yeah, only if you live in Pittsburgh. Sorry
about that. I couldn't really do a whole lot of further research for every state, but yeah,
sorry. Apologies to our two listeners in Oklahoma. I see you guys. I know you're out there. Shouts out Oklahoma.
Yeah, dude, I love your musical.
That's just what the whole state is like the whole time. All 12 people who live there.
And then there's a tornado every 5 seconds.
I know. Just think of that. There are 12 people who live in Oklahoma and two of them listen to our podcast.
That's amazing.
Pretty soon the entire state of Oklahoma is going to be our number one fan.
Oh my God.
All right. Let's see. Then there was Dr. Parrish. Parrish, yeah. Get it?
Oh, I get it. When I was looking
at the sequel, the biggest change I saw was the Dr. Parrish in the sequel is a woman now.
No, I like the guy from the Mr. Deeds.
That's what I recognized him from. Thank you.
Yeah, I knew you were thinking it. I was like, that's Mr. Deeds guy who doesn't talk a lot. I'm like, oh shit, he's talking a whole lot.
Yeah, that's what I knew him from. Okay. Wasn't he also in Brendan Fraser Mummy?
I don't know. I haven't seen Brendan Fraser Mummy.
What the fuck is wrong with you? That's like,
I know that you really like Brendan Fraser, Sam, but it's not one of my priorities. I'm sorry.
Fucking love Brendan Fraser.
Let's talk about the antlers.
No, let's just fucking talk about Brendan Fraser and how we don't deserve him.
Do you still have that website that's running? Fraser for Fraser. That's still a thing? Or did it go away?
I forgot about it. Oh my God, is it still up?
You forgot about it? The hell? Yeah, is it still available? I'm sure it is because
I didn't actually buy a domain for it. I was just using
it's just like a WordPress thing. just like an HTML thing. It's like, I don't think it'll ever go away. It's just a page.
Because it was just a joke website I did for one of our classes. I can't remember which one. When we were in college. Like,
We were not in college. We were in like
grad
college.
School.
College part two.
Girl college.
College part two.
Holy shit! Is it still up?
I don't know, man. Is it called Fraser for Fraser.com?
No, I didn't actually buy a domain for it.
Oh, yeah.
Probably should.
You should.
Switch sides. Mirror fart noise. What did I make Fraser for Fraser with?
Dude, we just did it with code. Didn't we?
No, we set it up on WordPress.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Well, Sam's looking for that. We're going to talk about Sam's comment about the antlers. Yeah. So once you see someone pick up antlers, you should not drop your weapon, because I'm sure you think that antlers can't do shit, but like, yo, that's like five. You're like, cool. And you drop one knife and pick up five more. What? However, I don't know who ripped off who. But
no, because she would have had more range with the fucking axe that that bitch has for the fucking.
Okay, so I don't know who ripped off who, but I'm pretty sure that this movie ripped off the Hannibal TV series, which began in 2013. And the very first season, the one antagonist liked to hang the bodies from antlers in his antler room, which looked just the same as their antler basement wall. So fuck you, A Haunting at Silver Falls. I caught you. I will expose you. I'll fucking expose you.
Drag the bitch.
All right, let's talk about my very extensive notes on story and plot.
Okay.
These are going to be fun things for you and I to talk about because they're pretty funny. Okay. Sam, if your doors just kind of opened, but you knew they were locked, would you be worried? Perhaps you'd say something like, well, I guess this house is haunted.
I mean, yeah.
You'd be like, well, shit. Like, my front door is locked right now, but if it opened, I'd be like, well, shit, a ghost just walked in here. but no, she didn't freak out. So she held her shit together, or maybe stuff doesn't faze her anymore because she's so coked out because she's on so many drugs.
I don't know. She is an L.A. bitch, so she's probably just so coked out. Sorry, I just got really depressed because I don't know where Fraser for Fraser went.
What the heck? Did you just leave the thing?
I almost had a heart attack because I thought I closed out of the recording software.
Stop!
Sorry,
no, you just left it in Google Doc.
I got tired of your bullshit. I quit.
The aunt and uncle's treatment of her is very bizarre.
Yeah.
Like when they lock her in the bathroom, if she's crazy, because that's definitely what you should do.
Like if someone from child services showed up randomly, they would not pass inspection. One, they've got like a fucking rape dungeon in their basement.
They do.
They locked her in a fucking...
Yeah, they lock her in the bathroom. They just, and they keep accusing her of stealing stuff. And instead of like letting her talk about it, they just sort of yell at her. And they're like, you fucking steal my money. You steal my fucking scarf. And I'm like, oh my God, what? Why would she even want those things when Larry is always carrying $100 in his pocket? Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. I'm not in the notes right now.
Damn it, Sam. So her mom and her aunt are twins, but they don't like follow up on that detail.
There's a lot of details they don't follow up in this movie.
Yes, that's why my story slash plot notes are so, there's so many. Because I know that the twins that got killed were twins. Okay, great. But then they're like, oh, well, let's throw in another set of twins just for fun and then never talk about why that's important. Maybe it's just like coincidental. Let's keep going. The pills that were given to her were, I Googled them, they were antipsychotics, but they were her aunt's medicine. So what the fuck, is her aunt crazy taking that shit? But she's like, can I take them for seizures? I'm like, no, you take them because you're crazy. I looked up what the drug was on the Google machine. So,
yeah, and...
All right.
I thought her aunt was really pretty.
Okay, wait. Yeah, she's very pretty. but, okay, here's, like, a longer thing. So this is, like, I just, like, this is me unpacking something. So I'm very confused as to who the aunt and uncle really are and their motivation to do this. They killed the twins, ? The aunt killed her sister and, I guess, raped her and tortured her, too. Okay, why her sister, ? They killed all the other women who saw the ghost, ? They also attempted to kill their niece, okay? They never were caught or even suspected, although their basement had all the torture stuff in it. And it was easily accessible because Larry just fucking walked in. And their niece never stumbled upon it or went to the basement. Why did they kill the twins? Boom.
Well, they killed the twins because the aunt gets turned on by torturing and murdering teenage girls. I thought that was clear.
I know, but I just wish that they would say, like, why the twins? Like, does she have a twin fetish? Because she is a twin.
Probably.
But then all the other women they killed were not twins, so they only killed one set of twins. So, what the fuck? Also, this movie... really didn't give me the torture, rape, kill vibe at all.
Yeah.
Not even when the last 9 minutes were just like talking about it and it was actually happening. And I was sitting there like, what is happening?
Yeah, that did come a bit out of nowhere.
They try to make it all sexy. And I'm like, this is not at all sexy.
Yeah, the aunt and uncle just wanted to bone like...
And then that just made it fucking gross. So, also, what's the story with the drug dealer and his dad? Okay. The dealer called her up and said he'd pick her up in an hour and never came.
Yeah,
why didn't he come over? I said, why didn't he come over? He could have like stumbled upon her being put in the basement and saved her along with Larry. So what the fuck? That just kind of went nowhere.
Yeah.
Too many unanswered questions in the end. Okay, that's all for story and plot.
Production, I mean, the movie looked cheap as fuck, but it wasn't terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible at all.
It was a fun little romp.
Yeah, because I didn't even mind how they made the dead girls look. Because they look scary. And I'm like, you know, that's fine. If that's like how she's seeing them, it's fine.
I wasn't a big fan of the ghost CGI animation. I'm not a fan of that kind of.
I don't like any CGI in horror movies that much. Not unless it's 100% necessary.
Right. I've gone on many tangents about this. It felt like very... not fluid. It was very jagged movements, and I don't think those movements should be jagged. I think they should be
smooth.
They should be flowy because you're mist, basically, and mist is water.
They should be, it should be lifelike, if anything else.
Yeah. And the cardigan she's wearing at the end, I actually had that cardigan.
Shit, what cardigan is she fucking
wearing? She's
wearing
like a brown and navy striped cardigan, and I totally had that cardigan. It was navy.
Old Navy?
Yeah.
Cool.
I actually really liked it. I don't know what happened to it.
That was a cool cardigan. I thought that her clothes were kind of cute.
Yeah, no. They fucking dressed like teenagers. They sounded like teenagers.
Yes, they were just like teenagers.
Fucking everywhere. They were just kissing, which is what I did in high school.
Yeah.
I don't get why scary movies, like whether they're R-rated or a shitty teen... Scream PG-13 horror flick, why they have to show teenagers as like these fuck machines.
I know, like, right?
Think of it logically. When are you gonna have time to like fuck?
I know, as if like you go to parties and shit all the time. Like, seriously?
Yeah, and I know I had friends who like had sex in front of each other. I'm like, why? That's so disgusting and trashy AF.
I know, yeah, totally.
But, like, your parents are either in the house, and car sex is uncomfortable no matter what position you get in.
No matter how cool your car is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unless you have like a minivan and you took out the back seats before you picked her up and like laid down a few blankets, then it might work.
Unless you actually live in your van and have like a bed in there.
Yeah. Oh, and now this whole tiny house movement is happening and people are moving in with their families of five. How are teenagers going to sneak around and fool around then?
Jesus Christ, their families of five. That's a little excessive.
Girl, you need to stop having Hulu babies and binge watch Tiny House Hunters and see these fucking psychotic parents.
We have four kids, but we're looking to reduce our footprint by buying a 100 square foot tiny house.
Jesus Christ.
No, I don't think my children need privacy.
Why do they have four kids?
I know, because
what the fuck's wrong with them?
Because when two people love each other, they decide to pass.
Stop. No, that's too many kids, dude. You're making too many people on the planet.
My favorite episode is, I think, in the first season, it's a tiny house for a family of six.
Oh my God.
And they end up buying like a 600 square foot house.
Wow.
And the mom just looks crazy, and the 14-year-old daughter already looks like she's going to murder everyone in their seat.
The mom just looks crazy.
Yeah, and her explanation for it was, we just got back from a cross-country trip in an RV, and when we got back home, everyone went to their own spaces, and I was like, you know, it might be nice if we just lived like in 600 square feet and always spent time together. It's like, no one actually wants that. Why do you think people fight when they're on vacation?
I know. It's like, why don't we just all move into a studio apartment so there's only one room, four walls, can't go anywhere except the bathroom. Like,
look at it this way. We are, as humans, we are genetically built not to spend every waking moment of the day together.
Dude, that's right. Like, we're solitary creatures, but sometimes we like other people.
Even back in the days of tribes and cavemen, we had our own individual jobs as people. There were hunters who would go away, and then there were farmers that went away, and harvesters that went away. And then they'd all come back together and eat dinner and then enjoy each other's company after not seeing each other all day. That's the way God intended it.
Yo, you're right.
God damn. These fucking hippies.
God damn it.
But I know you're looking at going off the grid, and I totally support your decision.
Hey, thanks, man.
I know, I just shit on
it. It's probably never gonna fucking happen, but it's such a cool thing to research because of all these like options.
Yeah.
But I'm no millionaire, so I can't afford it. What they don't tell you is if you want to go off the grid, you better be making like seven figures.
No, it's so expensive.
To support yourself, motherfuckers. Yeah.
So expensive.
All you bastards out there trying to be like, oh, I do this. I do. No, 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 no. You don't have, you got to be making like 150K, bro. But when you go off the grid, what are you going to do with all your business suits? I don't know. You got,
and that's the real horror show, everybody.
There's something that I forgot to write down that I wanted to talk about with you is, did you ever get the vibe that the movie was trying to pin the murders on the cop dad?
No, because he wasn't really that in the movie.
But it kept saying he gets away with murder, or like they're both the same and they do that. I'm like, oh, are they trying to make it like he's the bad guy?
I think
because like the dad didn't do it.
I think they were, but the writer was a bit incompetent with telling a fluid story.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. You're right. What did you think about the ring thing?
That was kind of cool.
It was kind of neat how she got possessed by wearing it.
Yeah. So realistic aspects of this movie, I would say being wrongly convicted of a crime, and that goes back to their inadequacy in writing stories. So he's just going to get the death penalty, right? Like, they never really...
He seemed pretty fucking chill about that. Yeah, he is. Like, he would die.
The niece fucking got a confession from her aunt and uncle that they killed the twins. So
but it was too
they're
late.
They're not going to do anything about that.
Dude, they're not. It was too late, brother. He already died. He didn't even finish eating all his ice cream thing.
Yeah, because those dumb kids got in the way.
I know. She had to go and fucking bother him. But she got his ring, which is like another dead person.
Everybody's dead in this movie.
Pretty much.
We start dying the moment we're born.
I know. Another realistic aspect is sleepwalking. Mm-hmm. That they don't follow up on. Another aspect, realistic aspect, is insanity or the menage a trois, which is what the guy talks about, which is a real term for two sharing insanity, two sharing one thing.
Yeah, and I think we talked about that in an earlier episode where if you
Yeah, that's like a common theme in some horror movies when they're talking about crazy people.
Yeah, if you have a mental illness, one of the scariest things about having children is passing on that mental illness genetically.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And that's not ableist. I think anyone with depression or anxiety or
needs to be aware.
Yeah.
When they have kids.
They know how shitty it is to live with it. I know how shitty it is to live in my own head. I don't want my child going through that.
Right.
I just want them to deal with my anxiety with them going outside unsupervised.
Yeah, man. That sucks. Having kids is just giving birth to like super anxiety.
Speaking of anxiety,
yes,
I had to trim our guinea pig's claws the other day.
Aww.
How's that? Trimming a cat's claws are hard. Try trimming a guinea pig's.
Oh, jeez.
They will nip at you.
Do they really? Does that hurt?
If you hit the quick, it is like cutting a cat's claws in that you need to avoid the quick.
I know.
But it's harder because their arms or their limbs are shorter and they're much more fragile than cats and dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So what we had to do was just wrap her up in a towel and pull out one paw and bribe her with carrots as we did it.
Yeah. It looks like Barbara Bush has died.
Yeah.
She was okay with that. She said she didn't want to have any more like a treatment.
Yeah, I mean, she's 92. What else are they going to do?
I don't know. Treat her unless she says no. But another realistic aspect is twins being creepy.
Yeah, twins are the fucking creepiest thing ever.
Especially when they're like super, super identical twins. And then especially when they're grown ass adults and they dress the same still. Don't do that, man. Don't.
Do you know who the psychic twins are?
The psychic twins? What?
Yeah. Shane Dawson supports them. I don't know if they reactivated their Twitter, but they deleted their Twitter after they predicted Hillary Clinton would win the election. And now they're justifying how they got that prediction wrong. It's because we crossed over into another timeline.
Is it girls?
Yeah.
Oh, two girl redheads. Oh, whoa.
And they're like 40 years old and they still dress alike.
Dude, yeah, they're 53.
Yeah.
They're from Westchester.
Go say
hi. They're like from around me.
Go say hi.
Ah, shit.
But no, they're avid supporters of the Mandela effect because clearly the reason they got the Hillary Clinton is going to be president prediction wrong is because we crossed into another universe and that's why we're remembering shit wrong.
Wow.
You know, I've been really tempted to like infiltrate the Mandela effect community just by saying, hey, don't you guys remember it being spelled Kynes and not Heinz? It's in the ketchup.
My God, dude. No, it's Heinz because I live in Pittsburgh and the fucking factory was here, man.
Are you sure it was Heinz?
Yeah, dude, sure. Because the fucking sign is out there, bro.
I'm pretty sure I clearly remember being a child and reading Kynes on the ketchup bottle.
Did someone really like make that argument?
No, but I'm going to make it.
Oh, well, geez, Sam, I could very clearly just debunk your...
No, don't you fucking dare, you...
God damn it. You and your obsession with these goddamn conspiracies.
Listen.
I've had it with you, Sam, and your goddamn conspiracy theories.
Just saying, jet fuel can't melt steel beams. Do you have the end notes pulled up?
One more realistic thing.
Okay.
One more realistic scary thing is couples who capture people to rape and torture and kill them.
Yeah, that is scary.
and their own sister. They're willing to do it for her. Why did she do it to her sister? Why? Did she
Maybe
to her sister.
Why? Maybe she read Flowers in the Attic and was like, hey, that sounds pretty cool.
Oh my God. I still have to like watch that movie. Did you say that movie's on like a streaming thing?
It's on Hulu.
Thanks, buddy. I'll watch it. You, fam. All right, let me get this.
So yeah, I give this movie a meh. It's not terrible.
Same.
It's kind of a fun romp if you want to watch a bad but not kill yourself bad horror movie.
Kill yourself bad. Not kill yourself like you kill yourself, not like we're telling you to kill yourself. Like you'll want to kill yourself after you watch it is what we're trying to say.
Yeah.
And anyway, it's nice. I've heard the outro.
It didn't try to go to 2 hours. If this had gone to 2 hours, I would have.
Yeah, it didn't. Thank God, because I'm so like there's every single goddamn movie. It's like 2 hours long. I'm like, please no. Please no.
Stop it.
Stop that. All righty. Are you ready for me?
I'm ready.
All right. Real Horror Show was created by Sam Odie and Stormy Skies and is directed by Sam Odie. Today, we learned that you shouldn't have 6 kids and try to live in a tiny home.
Yeah. and that I need a prayer.
we learned today that Sam needs prayers. And they're going to call her back in 24 hours, so we'll let you know. Anyway, like what you hear, you can find Real Horror Show on SoundCloud, Stitcher, and iTunes. Really, really like what you hear? Follow us on Twitter at horrorshow_pod or search for Real Horror Show on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook at Real Horror Show. Like our page and share our stuff. We also have a website that all of our written reviews and podcasts can be found, realhorrorshow.com. Want to interact with us? Want to make sure we're real humans, not space vampires? Comment on our website or email us at realhorrorshowpodcast@gmail.com. Want to argue with us about something or think you have a really great horror movie review that you're dying to share with 2 random strangers from the internet? Leave us a comment and let us know. Or check out the contribute page on our website and follow the rubric before sending us anything. If it's not done according to the rubric, it will be disregarded. Sorry, not sorry. We post certain reviews. We're next week. What? I mean, yeah. Yesterday? What? You know what? There's some on there if you want to read them. It's not like we never do it. Okay. They're there. God damn it. Just go read them. Shit. God damn it. Keep your eyes open for the next written review of a movie from Netflix, which someone is going to review. It's going to be a doozy. We love horror. And if you're listening, you do too. Please help us keep our project going by visiting our support page on our website where you can make a one-time donation via PayPal or sign up for monthly donations and receive special rewards based on your support level. We also have we don't have a setup yet. But anyway, we also have an Amazon wish list, which is set up if you feel like buying us something tangible. If that will help convey your love more than a monetary donation would, do it. Also, if you want to send us like a prayer, if we're in need of like some immediate prayers, call Sam's phone. I didn't record her number from looking at her play, but I can find it again if I need to. Any other pertinent news? It's snowing.
It's not snowing.
Wait, what's our next movie going to be, Sam? Oh, shit. I didn't even ask. God damn it. Oh, God, hurry. Get on the Netflix.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
What's it going to be? So I always get so excited.
It's going to be cool. Something. Okay, horror. This thing. A through Z. It is going to be Aftershock.
Aftershock, cool. Sounds awesome.
Revelers finally find the best party in Chile. Then a massive earthquake hits. The night is just beginning.
Oh. Oh, shit. It's one of those movies.
Oh, shit.
What?
Starring Eli Roth.
Eli Roth? Oh, boy. You know that's going to be a good movie. Fucking 5 stars.
Yeah, don't even have to do an episode. 5 stars right now.
5 stars. Boosh.
Oh, and it's got his wife in it. Of course it does.
Oh, yeah, that hot girl.
It's weird. Did he direct it? Or is it just starring him?
Hold up. I don't know.
No, it's it's directed by Nicholas Lopez, starring Eli Roth. I know he does some
What year did it come out?
It came out yesterday. No, I don't know. Hold up. Yesterday. I'm trying to find it. Overview. 2012.
2012. There we go. So that's like super duper. Yes, that's like last week.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. I'm here for it.
We'll see you then.
So, yeah, we'll see you then. So thank you. Fuck off and have a swell evening.
Bye.
Bye.